I can't beat myself up over the fact that maybe I didn't tell you something. And was that lying or was that hiding the truth? Yes.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Relationship Theory. I'm Tom Bilyeu. I'm here with my wife, Lisa Bilyeu. And today we are going to be talking all about whether there is such a thing as too much truth. If we've ever added value to you, make sure that you smash that like button. All right.
Yes. So the question is it possible to be too honest in a relationship? What are the boundaries where the truth hurts or when too much honesty is just too much information?
Do you think there is such a thing?
Too much information?
Is there too much honesty? Lisa Bilyeu.
Yes.
Is there too much honesty? Tom Bilyeu. No.
I knew you were going to say that.
So I'm so curious.
Because I was going to say no. Mm-hmm. But the truth is I still filter my thoughts before I say them to you.
Ooh, do you filter them or do you, you present them?
I present them.
Because of course I present them.
Right.
I'm not just like going to say, there's a million ways to convey any idea.
Right.
And I'm going to pick the one most likely to accurately convey the information, but set you up for emotional elevation. Like I want to elevate you.
Yes.
Like that's one of the things I steer by. Do I elevate you? Do you feel better about yourself when you're around me? Yes or no. But also, am I being honest? Are we really connected? Is there trust? But to me, it isn't more honest to deliver it like a dick.
Yeah, that's true. I guess that was really where my head just went. So it's like, do I say every single thing that I think? No. But am I always honest with you? Yes. So maybe that's really where I was going. So for me, it is, we've agreed. No matter how hard it is, no matter how small or big it is, we have to always be honest with each other. And we've agreed to that. Now, going back to building a foundation of your relationship, that's something we've built so that it has given us space, and you gave a big exhale.
I did. I'm sitting here thinking, is there anything though that I, there are some things, I may be switching over to your side.
It's like, what is happening right
now? It's so dangerous because people are gonna take this and run and they're gonna damage their own relationships. But let's say that you've got one, your pinky toe's crooked. And I don't like it. And it kind of weirds me out. I just would never say anything. If you asked if it weirded me out, I'd be it's weird. I don't, you know, like if it could be straight, maybe that'd be great. But I wouldn't lie. That is for sure. But I also, if you never asked and I felt that it was totally trivial and there was no upside, I probably wouldn't say it.
See, now here's the thing though. Oh, let's
That's
go. You're,
so
you're opening a can of worms because then it becomes, I didn't lie.
What's the phrase? Lie by omission.
Lie by omission.
So, that's what I'm saying. People will fuck it up. I trust myself enough.
If it's a pinky toe, who gives a shit, right?
Oh, let's use an example. You will occasionally try something with your hair and I'm like, that's not as cool as your other hair and your other hairdo. And I won't say a fucking word about it until you change it back. And then I'm like, I like this one better. So.
But the thing is, you'd still tell me the truth because I asked you. When I changed my hair, I said, do you like it? And you said, I like that you're.
Exactly. See?
I like that you're experimenting, baby. It's not as. And you actually said, it's not. I don't love it as much, but I love that you're experimenting. So you encouraged me. But here's the thing. Did you hate it?
I didn't hate it, no. But I
did you dislike it?
Compared to your other hairdo, yes.
You disliked it. So when I said, do you like it?
It's one of those, I thought it was a failed experiment in that it wasn't as, like you have, say, a top three hairstyle and it falls outside of the top three. I didn't think it was embarrassing. I didn't hate it. I wasn't turned off. But it was like, eh.
All right. So that's trivial. It's like you didn't lie to
me. But that's what I'm saying. Like, is there a threshold? This is like, so within our company, we have this thing called principles for those paying attention that don't know. And in the company, if you have a criticism, you are obligated to say it to that person.
Yeah.
But there has to be some sort of minimum threshold of like, oh God, are you really? Like you're talking about?
So in fact, there's an outfit that you wear that that I don't like. Mm. And you've got a bad...
You hate the pants I have on right now.
Oh, I didn't want to say it. You said it, not me. I didn't want to say
but
it, baby.
I wear them knowing that
so
you don't like them.
The funny thing is, I don't like the pants. Never like the pants. The wife does not authorize the pants. But I've told you a few times.
Yeah.
And by, I think it was like, I was like, does he remember right? Because he always seems to wear them, especially around me. So I'm like, maybe he
forgets.
I'm
never not around you. But that would be the catch.
But I just think about, like, maybe you forget because I know your memory.
I forgot that we were filming today. Wait. I wouldn't have worn them on a day where we were filming.
Well, I don't want to derail. So the point being is that I've told you in the past I don't like the pants. And because I know that you've got a bad memory, I found myself going, oh, maybe, like, I feel like I'm lying to him if I don't tell him how bad I don't like these pants, because I really don't like them. So,
the truth finally comes out.
So I want to make sure that you know, but I realized the last time I mentioned it, you were basically, you're like, I fucking know, but I like the bloody pants, so stop. Yeah. And in that moment, I was like, oh, well, of course, like, I don't want to badger you if you love the pants. Right. But
17 times is your max. You cap it.
Okay, so
never 18.
But that's I just want the audience to kind of know how honest we are with each other. Right. We've set that foundation on, hey, always saying the truth. But I don't want to dismiss this question on, I don't think she's talking about, or that him talking about pants, right? I think it,
you're way better to err on the side of too much information than not enough. I will just say that.
All right, so let's say it's information about your past. It's information about them that you've heard about, like things like that.
Interesting. Yeah, I would say as a default, you're never going to have the relationship you want to have unless you're open about, I mean, virtually everything. Like, I'm not gonna catalog a list of like everything I've ever thought, said, or done and make sure that I go through them one by one. Like, hey, there was this one time that I was, you know, really mad and I spilled somebody's water. I can't even think of anything stupid. But like, you know what I mean? Like, you're gonna hit a trivial thing where I was 9 years old and I was mean to the neighbor. It's like, you're not gonna get that sort of absurdly detailed. But on the stuff that matters, yes.
And I think you're right about the other details.
If they're asking the question, though, don't you get the feeling that they're holding something?
Yeah. So, I mean, even with me and you, as I'm writing the book, I'm like writing literally my entire life out on the book. And I'm thinking, I don't know, have I even told you this? Like, have you heard this story? And it's not that I'm deliberately hiding shit from you, but as I'm talking about my body dysmorphia, as I'm talking about my caloric restriction, as I'm starting to talk about my gut issues that I just hid from you. So it's like, is that lying to you? And like, as I'm writing, I'm literally like, oh my God, I didn't tell you these things. And part of me is like, should I have told you? Was that a lie that I didn't tell you?
It's really interesting. I'll be so curious to read the book and see which parts you were really like, oh my God, should I have said something?
But in hindsight, as I look back, I'm like, I was struggling myself. Mm. I was struggling to admit it to myself. So I can't beat myself up over the fact that maybe I didn't tell you something. And was that lying or was that hiding the truth? Yes. Like, in all honesty, it is me hiding the truth, but it wasn't me deliberately trying to hide it from you. And I think that then goes from intention. I was just hiding it from myself. I was blind to it or ignoring it. Or pushing it down.
Right.
So there is that like line of what is that thing that you're worried about telling them? And like you said, you think that maybe they have something very specific that they're thinking and like, is this too much
information? Yeah, I feel like the way that we're answering the question is almost like on the technicality. So is there in an absolute sense too much information? Yes. But in function, no. Like, common sense is going to stop you from, you know, oversharing things that, you know, don't need to be shared. I almost feel like I have to give an example. Like, every time you have a bowel movement, I don't need to know about it. You know what I mean? But stuff like that. So, yes, there is a point at which it's dumb. And the art of being in a good relationship is knowing what stuff is, it doesn't matter, and then what stuff matters. And it's one of those, like, if you can't discern what matters, then we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an art, not a science. So I would say, all things considered, I don't think of it as being too much information, because that's what makes it too much is the irrelevancy. Once it's relevant, it's not too much information.